Pope Francis' decision to place his hands on the head of a sick child and pray over him on Pentecost Sunday has stirred speculation he might have performed an exorcism. The director of the press office of the Holy See, Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, clarified on Tuesday that the Holy Father did not perform an exorcism on the occasion. Exorcism is, in the strict sense, the casting out of evil spirits. The power to exorcise was conferred by Jesus on the apostles, and it is understood that this power passes to the bishops who are the successors to the apostles, and to priests, their co-workers. That said, the Church has had, for many hundreds of years, it ought to be added, a very precise ritual of exorcism. There are no evangelical-style tent revival theatrics, but careful, even methodical attention and faithful following of the prescribed prayers, gestures, and uses of sacramentals such as holy water and the crucifix. Jesuit Father Bernd Hagenkord, the head of Vatican Radio's German section, clarifies further.
Every priest can perform exorcisms if allowed by the bishop, and in fact there is an exorcism that is part of the rite of baptism, so priests perform exorcisms on a fairly regular basis. Church law requires that every diocese have at least one specially trained exorcist who knows how to distinguish the signs of demonic possessions from those of mental or physical illness. In fact, even today, when some voices claim there are more demonic possessions than ever before, exorcism remains very, very rare. The vast majority of cases investigated turn out to be cases of mental illness, and one mustn't confuse the two.
So there is a prescribed ritual. Is exorcism a sacrament, though?
No, exorcism is most definitely not a sacrament.
What about the Pope's gesture on Sunday?
Well, I wasn't there, but I can tell you that the laying on of hands is a practice of very ancient standing. It goes back to the Old Testament, where it could signify election as heir. Think of Isaac blessing Jacob, or ordination, as when Moses ordained Joshua. In Christian tradition, it continues to be an act of blessing and is part of the priestly and episcopal ordination rites. It also has the sense of an act of healing, spiritual healing primarily, but also of healing in body. Miracles have precedence. Again, however, it is something usually done by an ordained priest or bishop, and quietly, if you will, without spectacle. Everyone can use the gesture and should use it from time to time, particularly with children when you confer blessings on your own children.
Jesuit Father Bernd Hagenkord is the head of Vatican Radio's German language section. I'm Chris Altieri, and this is Vatican Radio.